The percussive crackle of gunfire reverberated through the stony halls. There was a momentary silence, the distant sound of a wild laugh, then a thunderous boom. Confused screams of pain came next, each falling silent in a morbidly slow sequence. Feet pounded, echoing without direction. It sounded like a rainstorm. Beneath his superior's abandoned desk, a small man clutched his precious tablet and frantically swiped at the screen with trembling fingers. Closed-circuit video cameras featured a facility in chaos, people scrambling for exits and clogging tunnels in panic. Others showed armed security rushing forward, outmatched wolves rushing to the slaughter. He flicked past screens of raw static before coming upon a single figure standing in front of a sealed security door. The small man whimpered, biting his lip as he waited and watched. The figure, his silhouette wavering as though radiating incredible heat, reached his hand toward the door, then threw it. The door twisted and crumpled, folding in on itself like paper on fire. There was a terrific flash, and the video on the screen blinked, then turned to static. An instant later came the roar of a detonation, then more panicked gunfire. Screams came seconds later. He stared at the static-filled screen, listening to the meticulous and malicious silencing of the screams, willing his mind to think of something, anything to do. His superior's rotund mass had emerged from behind the desk and waddled off to a waiting helicopter nearly 48 hours ago, effectively leaving him in charge. It should have been routine, closing up shop now that the asset had been awakened. It should have been simple. He feared displeasing his superior, perhaps more than death, but nothing had prepared him for this. His utter inability to manage the catastrophe ripping through the facility had driven him beneath the desk. There were fewer screams now, and the realization of what that meant filled him with a desperate energy. The facility was lost, that was plain. Now, recovering as many personnel as possible became the priority. Springing out from under the desk so quickly he scraped his back, he flicked through the displays with a rush of giddy hope. The evacuation team had forced their way through and cleared out the clogs in the escape tunnels. The trickle of remaining personnel stepped over limp bodies as they left the facility. He depressed the mic application on his tablet and fought to keep his high voice from trembling.
"Redeploy to the central corridor!"
The evacuation team, a small but veteran crew of security professionals, looked up at the camera.
"Evacuation's not complete," their leader growled into his headset.
"Redeploy, immediately!"
His voice sounded shrill, but he didn't care. He didn't dare cross to the escape tunnels without cover. That man-shaped thing needed slowing down. Silently, he cursed himself for not coming to this decision earlier.
"Redeploy! That is an order!"
Training kicked in. The evacuation team, slowly, began to shoulder past the last few stragglers. Hugging his device to his chest, he left the office overlooking the pit full of cooled slag, wincing as his shoes clanged on the grated walkways. He reached the security door at the rear of the central corridor and paused to swipe through the video feeds. He watched the evacuation team filing in, weapons at their shoulders, securing the long tubular room. Their point of ingress was his target, the quickest way to the escape tunnels. He swiped twice more and saw the same silhouette, now striding toward the vault-like portal to the central corridor. He had moments, maybe only seconds.